now in the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3405. Baruch Hashem, dated the 12th day of Nisan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius Tzinema Mole Safra, a bucket full of books, basically. He was somebody very, very, it's a terminology used in the Talmud about somebody who has great expertise. And that's to Rabbi Zevin. He is the author, he is one of the main editors from the Encyclopedia Talmudis. And the Rebbe, Rabbi Zevin, lived in Israel. And he was a Chabad rabbi, but he was also very popular amongst the religious in Israel. And he wrote many books and many sfarim. He also collected stories of Hasidim called Sipuri Hasidim. They have it in English today. It's published by Archcroll. They have stories by Rabbi Zevin. And the Rebbe writes them. So the Rebbe says that I enjoyed reading that your book, Stories of Hasidim, is being printed. But the Rebbe says to him that you should reference the source from which the story comes from. Make a reference. And the Rebbe says two things. First of all, who is the one that related the story? And also the measure of how accurately he gave over the story. The Rebbe wants to make sure to have these stories be authentic and real, not just stories. You know, there's a lot of stories going out there. So the Rebbe says in your book, the Rebbe says that you should tell us who is the one that's telling the stories and what, how much did he make sure to give over the story precisely as he heard it. And the Rebbe says, if the stories are stories of Hasidim, you have to reload them. Or this is sometimes a person's own feelings, you know, Mahalach HaNefesh, it's the way you feel about it. Sometimes, you know, in Yiddish they have a expression, the story grew a beard, you know.
Yeah.
It means that, you know, the story, but the Rebbe says it. Now, he also asked the Rebbe about an index for all the Hasidic Sephorim. So the Rebbe says the basic Sephorim are Tanya and Torah Or and Likutei Torah. These were all authored by the Shneur Zalman, the first Chabad Rebbe, known as the Alter Rebbe. So the Rebbe says there are indexes for Torah Or and Tanya have been printed. And the Rebbe says, although they're not complete, because there wasn't enough time to work through properly all the printed matters. So the second part for the indexes, and which are references and comparison, the Rebbe basically had a lot of work to do. And the Rebbe was the one that authored those indexes. And the Rebbe says it was just overwhelming, the amount of work that the Rebbe had. So he said some of it has been printed. And the Rebbe is also saying the index for the Likutei Torah, that also I have it already written down. That certainly it will be printed. And the Rebbe quotes a verse, everything Hashem did is in the right time. Basically saying, in the right time, it'll be printed. You know, I'm just right now, you know, I did basically the best I could, and the right time it will be printed. Now, there was a whole debate going on over there. They discovered what they called the Megillos HaGenuzos. Those are the hidden scrolls. That took place actually during the time that they discovered it. They found, there was a whole big debate if they're authentic or they're not authentic. And the person was asking the Rebbe, Rabbi Zevin was asking the Rebbe what the Rebbe's opinion are, if the Rebbe thinks that they're authentic. So the Rebbe says that I did not have time enough to research to figure out about the disagreement between the people who are investigating it. And it seems like to be a big difference from one extreme to the other extreme. This was old ancient Jewish text that they're found in the caves of Qumran, next to the Dead Sea, next to the Yam HaMelech, in between the years between 1947 and 1956. They found it in the archaeological digs out, and this is one of most of the important finding Jewish texts. So he's asking the Rebbe, what is the Rebbe's opinion? And the Rebbe says, this has been a big disagreement. I didn't have the time yet. But the Rebbe says, looking at it on a superficial level and seeing some copies of it, some pictures from the, it looks from the style of the writing as it relates to Malayim v'chulu chaserim. I think what the Rebbe is talking about over here, you know, in the Torah, sometimes you write a full word, like you add, like if you have the word, let's say, Torah, right? So you could write Torah, Tuf, Vav, Resh, Hey, that's the way we write it. The O sound, the toe sound is spelled out. You put a Vav in there. You can also write Torah without the Vav, then it's just the vowel is the Cholam Torah. But the Rebbe says, the way I see the writing, the style of the writing over there, as it relates to Malayim, it looks like an ignorant person has written it. The handwriting looks like somebody ignorant has written it. And since it's somebody ignorant, he may make a mistake when he's copying because of his lack of knowledge. And therefore, you need to be very careful about relying on these scrolls, because, you know, the Rebbe says, and perhaps the Rebbe adds in a parenthesis, perhaps that's the reason they hid them, because they weren't really done properly. So while the Rebbe doesn't say clearly because he didn't have the time, but from a superficial look of the Rebbe says, you must question their authenticity. Just because the way they've written it doesn't look like somebody who was a scholar has written it by the way he wrote it. And therefore the Rebbe says reliability is questionable. And the Rebbe also answers his question about the various indexes, how it's working out.